So the space of meditation is huge, and what really helps us is the entry into it and this movement from the ordinary mind to an expanded, open, caring, loving and primal awareness, awareness that's deep in us. Amok, for Ein Sofi. And what really helps us is to love that transition from the ordinary mind, the ordinary mind, into that space of awareness, to love it, to love the journey, which we do again and again and again. And it helps us. So what helps us to love meditation, which of course is not only in the retreat, but it will then bring it into our daily life as something that's really we really love to do. The first is refuge, that Simi brought up yesterday. The sense of meditation as arriving to a place that's always available to us. It's arriving to a place that's always available, that's always ready for us. A place we can trust and rely on. When an uncertain world, there is a place we can rely on, which is that space of awareness that's with us all the time. And also what helps us to go into and to love the meditation space is just that joy of stopping. Maspikvar, die. The joy of stopping. It's really so precious. And again, available any time. It's like, all right, let the world carry on without me. It will manage without me for this half an hour. It's fine. So this place is also a place where we learn to love the meditation space, because it's like a deep rest. And it does help us a little bit to give the sense that this space is kutzat kadosh, kutzat special, and to give it its importance. It's not technical. It's not mashu lagamre techni. It's a little bit like a prayer, kutzat kmo tefila, that gives it its importance, its place in our life. So in relation to this retreat, this movement into meditation space, we go into it with ease, ninochut, welcoming. Welcome what arises, welcome our experience, welcome our meeting with ourselves. Because they're welcoming ourselves. Ah, great to see you again. My good friend, my life, myself. And this welcome is helpful. It's helped, Zemod Ozelanu, with a sense of Zelomashu Lasot. Meditatsiya zelo mashu lasot, zelo mashu od isuk, od inyan. It's not doing it. I asiya, I mavak, lo mavak, not a struggle, not trying to get something, not trying to achieve, nasig. It's a sense of allowing things to be the way they are. Ma'afsher, we meet things as they are. And it's really helpful. This, all that I'm saying now is about the entry into meditation as a kind of helpful way. Again and again we start our practice. And this sense of welcoming, allowing things, being available to what arises. All these attitudes are really helpful to us. And we're right there without pressure and effort. I was listening to Tibetan teacher Dzogchen Rinpoche the other day, and he said, it's a nice image. We all have that feeling of when we have a job that we have to do, it's difficult. Kasheh, ani tzirich, eze ma'avak, eze tafkid, eze project. V'az zeo nigmali, it's finished. That relief when a job we have is finished. Can we go into it with that sense now? That sense of, I've done a job, now I'm finished, relaxed, it's done. Ease, ninochut, nothing more to do, to achieve. So this non-effort, this sense of non-struggle, non-friction, bli chikuch, bli pushing, is a form of love and care and a form of metta. So just give it that, you can give it that sense. It's a form of kindness. So all of those suggestions I've made just now are about going into that meditation space as a place to love, to care, to relax, to welcome, and the joy of it, that we will run to it. So in this, especially the beginning of the retreat, it's always helpful that the body becomes our main field of awareness, of interest. Everything that we experience is a field. Be'etzem, a field where we learn, we discover. But the body, especially the beginning of a retreat, and we can really look at our body as a field of learning. Of discovery. What's hidden? What are the voices that are calling us, but they're quiet? That we can listen to. If we're very quiet ourselves, we listen to the voices that we actually want to hear. What's under the surface? This is samadhi. Looking under the surface. There may be voices that say, not so pleasant, more pleasant. I like this one. I don't like this one. Under the surface is meeting those voices deeply. What is it that this voice is saying? What is pleasant? What is unpleasant? What is it saying? What's it doing? What's it hiding? What's underneath? And we begin to develop a kind of a sense of being there, being steady, being able to listen to these voices quietly, such as different parts of the body telling us things. We start with the breathing, or a place in the body, touch, and we surrender into it. We let go into it. We let it talk to us. We let it tell us what it's telling us. Even something so simple as one breath has so much in it. Connecting to the world, inside and outside. A one breath that's never happened before. Completely different from every other breath we ever took. Has all these elements. It has movements. It has energy. It goes more and more subtle. Where is the breath? How far does it go? Which parts of the body can I feel the breathing and which not? How is the breathing mixing with sensations, with just life, with just prana, energy, chi? How is the breath known? How is awareness mixed with the breath? Who is breathing? Who is not breathing? Everything opens with the eye of awareness. Everything begins to open. At the same time, it's helpful not to measure, not to try and control too much, not to worry too much. If I'm okay, I have a few breaths and then I switch off and I'm off somewhere else and so on. It's okay, it's what happens. And all the time, we are getting closer and more intimate. This breath, get close. Chibuk to this breath or this experience right now. As we look at our hands and our feet and our back and our belly and the breathing. Listen. How are you, my hands? What are you telling me? How are you, my ears? Osnayim, what are you telling me? How are you, my breathing? How are you, my tummy? Are you okay? What are you telling me? The dialogue, the interest, the opening. With just something usually so simple and we take for granted. My body just has to work, just has to do things. Now the body becomes a field of exploration where we learn many, many things, including how the body is doing itself and how we can stand back and just appreciate this lived being. There'll be lots of thinking. It's just the name of the game. And we can sense thinking, the thought, as a bit dominant. It comes and goes, it takes over, it tends to be quite loud. We've given it so much power in our life that it takes power. And at times the thought can be just in the background, as like small waves in the background, and they really don't do that much. And we can be with our body and breath, and there'll be some thought in the background at the same time. And it's okay, it's like kamo tziporim basham bachutz beitzim, kamo tzlilim. It's okay, small thoughts doing their thing. And sometimes the thoughts take us over, and they sweep us, they capture us, kamo, you know, they like occupy our consciousness. And at that time, it's helpful to look directly. Here is a story appearing in the consciousness. Here is thoughts. Here is the movie. I see you. Take a step out of the movie. Once we do that one small step back from the movie, it's not difficult to take one more step back into the body. And in the end, thought is amazing. It's extraordinary. Pictures in the mind, where do they come from? Their thought is amazing. Just like a breath is amazing. Wow. Appearing, these pictures, these memories, these stories, these images, these circles in the mind, these loops in the mind. Wow. It's the best movie in town. Nothing, Netflix has got nothing on this. So all of that is instead of struggling against thought. We don't need to struggle against thought. Thought is the mind doing what it knows, just like the breath is doing what it knows. Thought is like sensations in the body, is sensations in the mind. Thought is like stomach is digesting food, so the mind is digesting impressions. Same. Beten kze ma'achel ikul ochel. A mind is digesting experiences. So give it love. Be kind to the mind. But just have a skill in knowing a wise, helpful relationship with thinking. In our whole day of practice, we're moving towards allowing all experiences to be workable, to be kamo chomer gelem, to be raw material. We work with it, we see it. Our experiences as we meditate, experiences as we get up, as experiences as we eat, as we walk outside. All experiences become workable, become something we can work with. And even at the beginning of a retreat, there may be things we feel are a problem for us that are not workable. Like, I would meditate, but I'm so tired today. I'm so much isheket. I can't sit. or whatever. This is a chomagelem. This is our raw material. It is workable. We work with that as well. Let that be there. Don't forget the way the Buddha said, if you've got a tired mind, know you've got a tired mind. If you've got a sharp mind, know you've got a sharp mind. If you've got a dull mind, know you've got a dull mind. We don't need to measure. We don't need to say, okay, maybe tomorrow. What is happening now, that's good enough. That's us right now. I'm ready. I'm allowing this experience to be the way it is. All of it, tiredness, anxiety, concern, isheket, agitation, anything coming up. So all those experiences, in some way or other, we allow them, maybe even call them by their true name, say, okay, I recognize there's tiredness, it's chomagelim, it's workable, I'm with it, I'm listening, I'm seeing it, it changes, it's an experience. So that's basically the suggested track for today, and a few suggestions, directions. And let the whole day be one whole journey where we open our heart, open our mind, open our interest, open our love to what arises in this mysterious life. Okay, so we'll take some quiet time. Zaman la meditatie ba halicha ואם אתם רוצים, אני אשמח לפגוש אתכם בחוץ, בחוץ של העולם, to meet you outside the hall. I can give some guidance on standing and walking. קצת צפוף, אבל הדשא עדיין די רטוב, אז הסתדר בחוץ. בחוץ לעולם, מהעולם, אולם. אוקיי. Okay.